I'm definitely in football shape now. It's been a month, so I feel pretty good. So I'm just waiting, as I do, just waiting patiently. That's it.
Does this team have his mojo back after that big win over the Cowboys?
It's starting to. We still got a long way to go. Still a lot of games left, so we can't look far ahead at all. We're just looking at what is in front of us, and that's the 49ers.
You talk about going up against the 49ers and their defense and how the playoff picture, you guys may be fighting for that wild card spot.
Right now, all we worry about the 49ers. We know how they play. They play aggressive because of their coach, Mike Singletary, played that way, so he's coaching them that way. So we expect, hard-hitting, smart players, not a few mistakes out of them, so that means not a few mistakes out of us. So we got there and played like we basically played on Sunday, and then it's going to be probably another tight game like we was against the Cowboys.
What kind of influence do you think rival here has had on Ryan's running style and performance?
Honestly, don't know. He's helped me out a lot, more than anything, because, more of a outside zone stuff. I'm accustomed to what I had with Coach Sherman and early, because I had the first part of Mike McCarthy in terms of getting the one step and go cuts on running plays. So he's kind of showing me a little bit of, what to look out for in certain plays, because when I was running with Coach Sherman with the power offense, I kind of knew the ins and outs of certain plays, so, what you need to look for on this play. And he's getting Ryan's definitely helped me out with that. And, I don't know if I've helped him out. If I can, yeah. Because we're all wearing the same uniform, trying to get the same goal, that's basically win games and, get focused for the next game after that.
And your numbers have been pretty good since you've been here, the running numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, because, we kind of pick at each other's brain in practice, not just me and Ryan, but all the running backs. We all stick together and in meetings and on the practice field, we always talk about, on this play, this is what, we come back to, we run our play, like, what did you see? We tell each other what we saw and what you, then kind of go back and forth. I saw this when you cut back or when you didn't cut, and just throw everything, kind of basically brainstorm, mini brainstorms all through practice and in the meeting.
One thing that we haven't lost a bit from the time we were here the first time around is your ability to get yards after getting hit.
Yeah.
You keep those legs pumping and you get extra yards. Is it just something that's the way you always were?
Yeah, I've been like that since I was 6 years old. I've been playing football for a long time, and that's just something that's just built in naturally. Just know that the first guy hit me, that's, unless he's a big dude or gets me solid, and he's not taking me down by himself. That means you got to bring the whole crew to take me down, and I've always run that way.
That kind of gets the rest of the team going a little bit?
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely does. It's not a sense. It's a no. When the defense, the players, or your fellow offensive players see you see you run somebody over, make a big play, or break tackles, that gets them going. So if the offensive player sees that, gets in there, then he's geeked up to make a big play. And then vice versa, defensive player sees that, when they get back out there, he's ready to make a big play to get back out there and watch us.
The record is history now, and is your back pocket now. Things kind of settled down a little bit, calmer for you?
Yeah, that was, something, weighing on my mind for a long time. So I got it. Now it's just basically keep going. I wasn't just brought here for that. I was brought here to help this team out in any way I can, and that's basically what I'm going to do.
Are you seeing that last week you didn't get too many opportunities, but are you seeing that role, as you go on every week, you're getting a little bit more.
Yeah, the way the game was, it went, it was a tight game, so we had to play it tight, and I was surprised at my carries and not disappointed at all because it was a big game, so we had to keep it and give it to the person that's been here, like Ryan. So I just got to play my role, whatever the coach needs me to do, whether Coach Bennett or Coach McCarthy, I'm ready to do that.
Now, you've been at the top for many years, as the guy. Is it a challenge to do it this way?
No, it's easy. I've been in this position before ever since I can remember. When I go back since Little League times, I've always been in the backfield with guys that were pretty much starting with me or could have went somewhere and started easily from high school to college to pro. When I got here, Dorsey was the guy, and we shared the backfield. So, no, I don't mind coming off the bench. I like batting cleanup sometimes. That's fun.
Yeah, so you're excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I don't care who you win. If you win a game, it don't matter who it is, It just feels good. So it gets you a little less to worry about going into the next game. And then it makes it easier going into next week. Focus on the guys we got to focus on, like the 49ers. defensively aggressive team, smart team, young team. So they're gonna be playing from the first quarter to the fourth quarter.
How tough is their run defense?
Oh, it's tough. You know, they got a front four that's aggressive. They got very athletic, physical linebackers in Willis and Tequil Spikes. You know, them guys, you know, I've been knowing Tequil for a while, and I know he's played physical, and he's smart, you know, along with Willis, being coached by Coach Singletary. You know, he's kind of put him under his wing. So it's going to be, in terms of running backs and fullbacks and linebackers, outside linebackers, it's going to be a battle in there. I really can't explain. I know, early in my career here, just looked at a fun game, you know, because you just look at this, the rivalry games before I got here that 49ers and the Packers had, and it's kind of like you kind of get geeked up for it because there's a lot of history in it, you know, going back from, with Brett and Montana and Steve Young and Reggie and all them guys that played in this series. It's a fun series.
Yeah,